bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Friday edition of the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Quinn Scott, Josh Poppel, Tyler Carrasco, we're all here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday edition of the Bottom Line. You can call us on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973, or you can hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions, all of that welcomed there. Tomorrow, again, we'll have Texas Tech at Baylor on Double T 97.3. That's starting at 11 o'clock, a 12 o'clock tip there in Waco. And then Cooper basketball will have their game that's supposed to be tonight play tomorrow at home against Abilene High. That is senior night there for the Pirates. Girls starting at 2:30, boys at 4 o'clock. And then on Double T 97.3 later in the day at 5:15, one of the best rivalries in all of sports, North Carolina at Duke. Kind of in a weird year now, right? Because now Roy and Krzyzewski, they're not on the sidelines anymore. I think Shire and Davis are both good coaches. And, I mean, obviously North Carolina was in the championship game last year. But kind of a weird transition now, officially seeing this without those two guys, especially Coach K on the side, not on the sideline. But still should be a competitive game. They're about the same level. I would say that both of those blue blood schools, not just overly excited with how their season has gone so far. We got this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. What I'd give to be 5-4 in this conference, no doubt. Not every team has Adidas contracts with their players, Clint. True. There's a lot of NIL being thrown out, so be careful what you're talking about not having contracts there. Also got this, 5-4, and you're out of the running of the Big 12 championship? LOL. Sorry, but that's a poor take. No, you're not all the way out of it at 5-4, but if you want to put your odds down for Baylor as a Big 12 champ, go ahead. I'm not going to.
Right, yeah. There
are too many good road games left on their schedule, and they've already dropped two big ones at home, and then a really like tide-turning halfway loss, of the conference season loss just happened at Texas. And so
I think it's really realistic that those three away games you mentioned, the TCU and both Kansas games, that Kansas State, mm-hmm. those could be losses, and you know that probably puts you out of the running just like that.
Like, because you're not just a game behind, right? You're two games behind Texas, and then everyone else of that kind of bunched up five. The next four are a game behind, and you have to go to three of them on the road. Maybe they just string through and they just dominate, but so far what I've seen from Baylor, I'm not expecting that. I think Baylor's a good team. I think when they look back, they're going to wish that they had, especially those home games that they dropped, they're going to wish that they had those back.
Yeah, possible and plausible are different things, but I wouldn't put that one as plausible.
Yeah, not picking for that to happen. So, I mean, to the Texas point, I mean, 5-4 statistically does not knock you out of the running for a Big 12 championship. Again, I'm just not expecting it. I'll be shocked. Of the six, Baylor, I'd be the most shocked if they had a share. Looking at tomorrow, though, those Baylor Bears, again, not exactly going to be a fun game in Waco. Hopefully it is a good outcome. What needs to happen? What needs to continue from Iowa State and LSU for the Red Raiders to win? Coach Josh. Coach Josh is stepping up. He's got the clipboard.
That's probably not a good position for me, but I think it has to be more than just the two people that you're used to seeing scoring all the points, which is what they did well in LSU and against Iowa State. You know, it was more people picking up the – it was more people putting it in the basket. Mm-hmm. And I think overall that's just genuinely needs to happen, is that you can't rely on just, you know, Pop Isaacs to be your point scorer. You need other people to pick it up too.
I wonder how much because a big turning thing of the Iowa State game, that was by necessity because, like, you had to get turnovers, and you did, And again, you made some of their guards, especially Lindsey, look like he had never been a Division I ball handler before at all. I mean, his decision making was totally awful, but it was because of what you were doing. So I wonder, out of the gate, if you see a ton of pressure, full court pressure, and just see that from the, now again, I mean, like the Flaglers and the Criers on their team are good, but I wonder if you have a very, very aggressive defensive performance and just see how much, I guess, how hectic you can make it from the start. I think that would go a long ways for you.
I would also prefer a consistent defensive play throughout the game rather than just a really good second
half. Me to too, Josh. Back from 20. All of us do too. All of us do too.
Let's not have to go on a 20-point run. Not us. I mean, let's not have Texas Tech have to go on a 20-point run.
Oh man, us. Yeah, if they're putting us in the game, it's gonna be worse.
That's even worse.
That's gonna be worse than needing to come back from 20 points. You two can hit us up on the H Learning Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, all of that. Welcome there. I learned something.
Is this another heel butt end of the bread discussion?
No.
The end of the bread.
No.
1-800 to score.
From 9 to 12, the end of the bread. Ask the bread warmers all of your questions.
How did we not come up with that yesterday?
I don't know. Because I was too invested in the real argument.
That's fair.
I'm over it now, obviously. I saw a story that came out from Quebec, Canada.
Okay.
And I just would love to share it with
you.
I
have a friend from Quebec. Love to share it.
Really?
Yeah.
We all know, I don't want to ruin the magic, but I'm going to.
Okay.
You know, Punxsutawney Phil claimed that he is immortal, but he has an elixir to do so, right? So it's not definitely not been a new groundhog every single year for Groundhog Day, even though their lifespan is roughly a few years. This isn't to do with Kaylee's Dailies, by the way.
Okay.
They were reminded of that lifespan in Quebec, Canada. What do you think it means if instead of the groundhog trying to decide if he sees his shadow or not, what does it mean if the groundhog dies on Groundhog Day?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the guy on the corner, like, with the cardboard box saying the end is near the groundhog? Like, he saw what it was going to be, and he said, I'm out.
Well, I mean, what is it, on the doomsday clock, there's, like, minutes left or something like that? Or there's, like, seconds left on the doomsday clock? So, you know, it's, sure.
This isn't Punxsutawney Phil, the original, the OG GH. This is Fred LaMarmotte. So, you know, if you care about that thing, you know, put as much stock into it as you want. Sure. But still, just imagine, like, oh, let's find out what he's going to have this year. What is he predicting? Fred, we need you to move. Is Fred breathing? Fred LaMarmotte, no.
So, Fred LaMarmotte.
You might text your friend in Quebec to keep his head on a swivel because something's about to go down. There's a bunch of these. There's more than I thought. There's, of course, Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania, again, OGGH. There's Shubenacadie Sam in Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
There's Lucy the Lobster also in Nova Scotia.
Is Lucy the Lobster actually a lobster?
I would think so. I think these are all different animals. There's a Wharton Willie in Ontario. This is really big in Canada. Canada really likes Groundhog Day.
All right.
There's Manitoba Merv. And then there's in Alberta. This is just a person in a groundhog costume.
Oh. Is that what Chuck said he was going to do?
Maybe. Chuck would be great at that. Let's call him Bolazak Billy. It's his name. So, there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I am more knowledgeable today because of this.
Bobby Hot Dog's putting out some of the predictions from the Groundhog Day. It says, Groundhog sees a shadow, predicts another Astros World Series championship.
All right.
Are you excited about 6 more weeks of winter? That was the outcome yesterday, in case you missed it.
I'm really not. You know, in theory, I like colder weather more than hot weather, because you can always put more clothes on. You can only take so much off before people start getting comfortable. But realistically, I hate being cold.
I like the first part you said because it's so true. There was a time in the summer where it was about to be a half-clothed bottom line in this stupid room. We got to fix though. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Friday edition. Thank you for joining us. Hey, you can call us on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. You can also hit us up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions. All of that welcomed there. It's time now for Double Dose of Kaylee's Dailies.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to let you start.
Oh.
I need this to, it's like after you watch something, you know, like something that freaks you out, and then you go like watch a video of puppies, and you're like, oh, it's puppies. Look at that. Look at him playing around. It's the puppy bowl. Right?
Sure. Yours is the puppy bowl.
Mine's the puppy bowl. I can guarantee it.
Okay. Are you going to look it up or are you just going to let me read it?
Go for it.
Okay.
Just take it.
All right. So, texters and both of you here in the studio, I have for you today the goblin shark. Sounds look it up fun. If you can, because I'm not really going to mention the profile a ton.
I might. Oh, it's this thing? It's like the nightmare version of Toucan Sam if he was a shark. That nose.
That's a great way to describe it.
Feather your nose. Two corpses. Terrifying. Go on.
The goblin shark is sometimes called a living fossil. It is the only living representative of a 125 million year old lineage. It is pink skinned, has a pronounced profile. That includes an elongated and flat snout. They can grow up to between 10 and 13 feet long. However, the largest ever measured, 20 feet. Absolutely massive. They tend to eat fish, cephalopods, like your squids, your octopods. Sorry.
How could you?
I know.
How dare you?
Forgive me, octopods.
How embarrassing.
And crustaceans. Now, the thing that I have not mentioned is the detachable mandible that it has. If you're on the radio, I'm sorry you can't see this. Look it up when you can. It's called the goblin shark. It has a snout, and then below the snout, it has jaws.
And it's like this looks like when I was a kid and I tried to draw animals. And they never looked like the animal I was trying to draw. This looks like if I had tried to like draw a normal-looking shark. This is what would have came out. And then nature was like, here you go, from paper to the water. And the nice thing, it didn't look like... And if I'm correct on these things are like way, way deep water.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They're usually off the coast of Japan. Not off the coast. They are very, very far away from the closest landmass is Japan. But they're like edge of continental plates, basically, towards the bottom.
Still, just like it's looking right into your soul.
Thing about that jaw, though, that probably isn't mentioned in just the pictures that you're looking at, is they can detach it, and it basically can protrude up to 3 inches, and that's how it catches its prey. It looks horrifying.
Weird. All right, well, let's go to the puppy bowl now.
All right.
This is from Kaylee herself. Again, she apologized, day late, but better late than never, right? Even though the groundhog saw its shadow, cursing us with 6 more weeks of winter, we'll take today to learn more about this famous marmot. Groundhogs, a.k.a. woodchucks, a.k.a. mouse bears.
That's AKA awesome. A.k.a. woodchucks?
Yeah, how about that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Is a burrowing member of the squirrel family.
Awesome.
Didn't know that. During the winter, groundhogs accumulate huge fat stores of energy by consuming green vegetation such as grasses and leaves. During this winter slumber, the groundhog can slow down its heart rate to 4 beats per minute.
Same.
allowing for energy storage to be managed all winter long. Although the groundhog is most often seen on the ground, they're actually very good swimmers.
Liars. And
have been known to climb trees.
Water hogs.
Water hogs. What a mouse bear. Weed strain.
Mouse bear, that's a good one. I like that one more than mine.
Well, this one was a lot less terrifying.
That's true.
A lot less sticking with your brain. Which one did you like, Kyler? Did you like the groundhog or did you like the goblin shark more?
The shark.
Yeah, I knew
it was more
feisty.
Interesting. Feisty piranha, yeah. To me. But yeah.
It was more dangerous. Kyler lives life on the wild side. Dangerous.
If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space.
I like T-shirt. That. I like that. I've never heard that.
It's before. Not mine. I don't know who said
just
it.
Just act
not
like
mine.
It is. Just say I did it.
Yeah, you could have said that you came up with that on the fly, and I would have believed you forever.
Hmm.
And when I stole it for Clint's T-shirt stand as my next one, yeah.
I would buy that T-shirt.
In fairness, I think the guy's dead. Maybe he lived life on the edge.
So does this mean evolution picks and chooses which animals evolve? Funny how that makes no sense, huh? Then on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, let us know your thoughts and questions and life ponderings. All of that welcomed there. Again, we'll give our score predictions a little bit later, but Josh, we've talked about it a little bit, but Red Raider basketball at Baylor tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock on Double T97.3, tip off at 12 o'clock. How is this game going to play out?
I think it's I'm predicting a loss, but I don't think anybody feels as bad about it, including the team, as you, that loss is a loss. It's not going to feel good, but, it's not going to feel bad as, you know, a conference losing streak, just in general losing streak. And you feel pretty good coming off of a win, especially against a conference opponent in Iowa State. And I don't know how close it is. I don't think you lose by like 3-5 points, but you know, I don't think you feel like there's stuff to take away if you lose by, you know, 8-10-12 points.
So what's the score?
Oh, that's a bad one for me. Let's go with, because my numbers are just not going to be anywhere close. Let's see, give me 64-70.
64-70?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's the high scorer for the Red Raiders tomorrow?
It's probably still going to be Pop Isaacs.
Oh, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
I don't think. He's still out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, is he back? I haven't seen an announcement. I would doubt that he is back tomorrow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I will say this. I wouldn't take him as your leading scorer. I would say take a different option. Take a different option, Josh. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
So the name eludes me, I'll be honest. But the three-point score from the previous two games.
You're going with Walton?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. He has been – it's been interesting, right? Because you know two ways around it. Have been disappointed in what he brought to the table because he comes here. He's got the sharpshooter – kind of feel to him. Like, that's why you're bringing him in, to be this guy that just gives you daggers from behind the arc. And then wasn't seeing very many minutes at all. And then the other side of that, too, when you did see him, I mean, he had some air balls that just looked like, this is your sharpshooter? Like, this is who you brought in? And then he finally, you know, works his way in. He shows you that he can hit some, and now he's had multi-three games where he's made a bunch and also, I mean, drove well and kicked and found open guys, kind of showed you what he can bring to the table. And so part of that is stepping up with needed availability as Isaacs goes down at the guard spot, and you needed him on the perimeter. But still, I think it's been encouraging from what you've seen. And if he is the high scorer tomorrow, that'd be great. Assuming that, like, everyone else isn't scoring like 8 points and he scored 10, that wouldn't be so great.
Right.
But I would love to see him as the high scorer tomorrow.
And it, you know, it's been a few days, but in that few days, especially coming off of how the play that you did, there's some times they might want to bring him more into the offense, make him that key part of the offense that, you know, they just hadn't had before that. Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll talk more about it as we go on with the bottom line, but we'll bid adieu to Josh. Thanks for his services today.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Bottom Line, you've got us on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, a Friday edition live from the First United Bank studio. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us. You can call us on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. You can also hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Thoughts, comments, questions, reactions, predictions for the weekend, all of that welcome there. You can also follow us anywhere with the mobile app brought to you by Happy State Bank. Now welcoming in Matt Esteson. Matt, what's up, man?
What a do, man. How's your what Friday? Is it, Kawhi? What a do, baby.
I'm a fun guy. It's funny, Josh, in between a break, Josh and I were just, you know, having a conversation. We have a replay of the Mavs game from last night. They win this. They're up 27 before one Luka Doncic went out with a heel contusion, and then they won by 5 points. If that tells you anything about the Mavs when Luka is not there and rolling, he asked, like, a Kawhi Leonard, he's like, why isn't he the face of the league? Because when he's healthy, he's clearly a top five player. My answer was one, because he doesn't want to be. He's also very quiet. Clearly, that's his personality.
Yep.
The other side of that, too, is he's been so injury prone. It's hard to have a face of the league when they're not in. And there's not other, I mean, there's a bunch of players that sit and stuff, and that's part of today's NBA game. But he specifically is injured so much, you never know when he's going to be on the court, and you mix that together, and like, that's why.
Yep. To me. Yeah, there's no question injuries play a big part of that. But, yeah, with the Mavs, if Luka's not out there, it's not good. He carries them, and you could easily make that argument that he carries his team more than any other superstar. I mean, he is that guy.
I don't know who else, if you put that argument up there, who else would even be in contention for they have carried their team as much?
Probably Giannis.
Yeah.
Probably Antetokounmpo. I mean, he is the force factor, but they seem to do okay with Drew Holiday if Giannis has to take a rest game. But you, like I said, if Luka rests, you can almost bet the books that the Mavs aren't going to get the W.
Which is funny, and it's funny because they did get one against a very bad performance. What, against the Suns?
Yeah.
The other night. But as a whole, like, yeah, it's been Luka or bust. And with Giannis, the only thing they have with him, too, is like when the Bucks have been really good, it's been him having stellar performances and like when they won the championship. But they had like a Chris Middleton who was a consistent feature. It was a Drew Holiday who could take some pressure off. But as a whole, that's probably about as close for me as a second as there is in the league.
Yeah, and you hit on it. There's no doubt that you would take the Bucks surrounding pieces with Giannis and definitely put them over the Mavs surrounding pieces. it's almost like Middleton and Holiday is kind of a I'm not putting them up there in the tier one, but it's like a 1B superstar on a team. Mm-hmm. And they definitely can carry you to some wins if Giannis is having an off night.
We get this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Clint, what are you doing, man? What's with all this NBA talk? Sorry, that was our 5 minutes.
That's it.
Matt's a big NBA fan. You learn this the more we do these shows and the more we have you on. The dials tend to either turn to a different station with the NBA talk, or we get anger.
Just wait till we get to the hockey segment. It's okay. It's only 15 seconds long. It's over. It's done.
Are you really a hockey fan, or is that a joke?
I enjoy watching it. I don't follow it. You know, I can't call myself a professional hockey follower. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy watching it. I